The police ban was issued to Uganda's largest opposition party, the National Unity Platform, on Wednesday. The police accused opposition leader Robert Kyagulanyi, popularly known as Bobi Wine, of not adhering to police guidelines, resulting in unnecessary traffic jams and accidents and the loss of lives and property. Fred Enanga is a spokesperson for the Uganda Police Force.
In Kasana-Luwero district, the mobilization activity was used to incite violence, promote sectarianism, make illegitimate calls for the removal of an elected government, and issuance of defamatory statements against the person of His Excellency, the President of the Republic of Uganda.
Joel Senyon, the spokesperson of the National Unity Platform, denies his party is involved in any wrongdoing. He challenged the police to take the party leaders to court.
When we told them, look, you guys worked so hard, lost everything to bring this regime into power, but you're so impoverished. That's why there must be change, okay? I've also seen them saying, we have attacked the person of the president. Look, these guys came with nothing. That's the reality. All they had was the clothes on their backs. Now they have amassed so much wealth by looting taxpayers' money over the years.
This month, Bobi Wine embarked on a mobilization campaign for his party by traversing Uganda. Senyonyi says his party will continue to mobilize for party support both within and outside the country.
So these Ugandans in these different countries, they normally invite us. We go and connect with them. And so that's why we say, let's pause phase number one, finish the Canada Convention. When we return, we are going to have phase number two, and we shall write notifying the police. We are not going to stop. Those who think we shall be threatened to stop, no. Because whatever we are doing is well within the law.
The police say they have robust plans to uphold the rule of law and cannot look on as the country is beset by unrest. For VOA Africa, I am Mugume Davis Rwakarinj in Kampala.